Ladies and gentlemen, I am Maria, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome and thank you for joining the Azmia Holding conference call to present and discuss the full year 2025 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Yannis Karabelas, Chairman and CEO of Azmia Holding S.A. Mr. Karabelas, you may now proceed.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and good morning to those who are listening to us across the globe. Welcome to this conference call of Azmia Holding full year results 2025. We would like to thank you for joining us today. Ms. Eleni Tsarifou, CFO of IPTO, Mr. Prokopis Mavronas, Director of Financial and Accounting Department, and Mr. Nikos Nikolopoulos, Head of the Group of Financial Planning and Analysis of IPTO, and Lilian Phillips, our IR Director of Azmia Holding, will take you through the main highlights of the year. I now turn the call to Lilian that she will take you through the financial highlights of Azmia Holding. Thank you.
Thank you, Yannis. I will briefly highlight the financial performance of Azmia Holding, and then Prokopis and Nikos will guide you through the main operational and financial highlights of IPTO. As this is only a summary of our results, please refer to the financial statements that are available on the company's website for further details if needed. After the first presentation, we will be available to answer any of your questions. Before I start discussing our financial performance, I would like to give you an overview of our role, purpose, and a review of our dividends. Azmia Holding owns 51% of the Hellenic Electricity Transmission System Operator, IPTO, and its purpose is to support the operator by promoting its activities and by managing efficiently stakeholder relationships. Our market cap reached 670 million euros at the end of March 2026. I would like to highlight that the main revenue source of Azmia Holding is the dividend received from the affiliate company IPTO. IPTO has a dividend policy of distributing 50% of its net income to shareholders while maintaining the rest in order to fund its extensive investment plan. The board of directors of IPTO approved the financial statements for the fiscal year 2025 on March 27th, 2026, and proposed to the annual general meeting of shareholders the distribution of a dividend of euro 62.9 million, approximately, of the net profit for the fiscal year 2025. I'm now reviewing Azmia Holding dividends. The annual general meeting of the company, held on the 2nd of July 2025, approved the distribution of the remaining dividend for the fiscal year 2024, amounting to euro 14,469,192, or 0.06 per share. That was paid on the 1st of September 2025. The board of directors of Azmia Holding, with its decision on the 10th of July 2025, decided the distribution of interim dividend for the fiscal year 2025, amounting to euro 27,969,192, or 0.12 per share, before withholding tax and excluding the 216,000 own shares. That was paid on the 2nd of October 2025. That was a total dividend of 0.18 per share, and that was distributed to our shareholders. Now, for 2026, the annual general meeting that will take place on the 6th of July 2026 will propose the distribution of the remaining dividend of 2025, and that amounts of euro 7,176,771, or 0.03 per share. The board of directors of Azmia Holding will propose an interim dividend, which will be the maximum allowable amount for the dividend received from IPTO. Now, moving to our financials, in 2025, Azmia Holding received a net profit of 63.1 million euros, decreased by 15.9% compared to the corresponding period of 2024. The decrease is attributable to the decline in net profit of Azmia Group that reached euro 131.1 million, or a decline of 12.3%. Now, the main items that drove the decline were a decrease in revenue of 2.7% that reached 456.6 million. That was driven by a decrease in the interconnection fee revenue of 33.5 million. That was according to our EIB decision that the annual revenue from interconnection rights, which are recognized following rate decision for 2025, amounted to 75.9 million compared to 19.4 million for 2024. The second reason was although the system load for 2025 remained at the same level as the corresponding load for 2025, the corresponding unitary charges for 2025 were not adjusted during the year in order to reflect the required revenue for 2025. The third reason that they increased, that there was an increase in third-party fees by 9.3 million, which is mainly due to an increase in the number of employees on project contracts to meet the group's expanded operational needs. Now, moving to Admir Holding operating expenses, that reached 1.3 million euros, and that was increased related to last year, mainly due to payroll and third-party costs, such as legal, accounting, and audit services, required for covering extended operational needs. Cash at the end of the period amounted to 15.6 million deposited in a special account in the bank of Greece. It's worth noting that Admir Holdings has no debt. In closing, I would like to emphasize our support to the operator's ambitious network development plan while maintaining our focus on evolving our policies and procedures to become a more transparent company. I'm now handing over to ITQ's Director of Financial and Accounting Services Department, Prokopis Mavronas. Prokopis, over to you.
Thank you, Lilian. Before starting to analyze the financial figures, I would like to share with you our latest main achievements. In 2025, we have made significant progress on our main projects, initiated new ones, and joined GO15, the largest association of transmission operators. This collaboration is a result of our involvement in complex domestic and regional high-voltage direct current interconnection projects, which leverage Greece's strategic geographical location and abundant renewable energy potential in support of the green transition. In summary, Crete to Attica interconnection is now in commercial operation and the total electricity consumption of Crete is supplied with electrical energy transmitted from the mainland system through the island's two interconnections with Attica and Peloponnese. The tenders for the implementation of the electrical interconnections of the Dodecanese and Northeast Aegean have been progressed. The disposal of 20% of the subsidiary of IPTO, Ariadne Interconnection, to State Grid was completed in June 2025. The transaction amounted to 62 million euro. The gain on the sale for the group of an amount of 20.2 million euro was recognized in the statement of changes in equity, while the corresponding gain for the company of an amount of 20.7 million euro was recognized in the statement of profit or loss. In May 2025, IPTO and Terna, the Italian national grid operator, signed the memorandum of understanding for the new electrical interconnection between Greece and Italy, defining the main terms and conditions for the design and development of a new electrical interconnection between the two countries. In addition, progress has been made in the implementation of the Greece to Cyprus electricity connection. More specifically, the regulatory authority of Greece approved the recovery of revenue amounting to 7.1 million euro, which was incorporated into IPTO's required revenue for the year 2025 through the national unitary system charges. Similarly, the Cyprus Energy Regulatory Authority approved allowed revenue to be recovered by IPTO for the year 2025 amounting to 25 million euro in accordance with the provisions of the Memorandum of Understanding and mutual commitments between the Republic of Cyprus and the Government of Greece. However, this amount has not yet been collected. Lastly, IPTO has signed the contract for the new high-voltage cable interconnection project between Corfu and Igoumenitsa. This is the third interconnection of the island with the mainland electricity transmission system, which will further enhance the safe electrification of Corfu in all operating conditions. Moving now to our financials. Total revenue in 2025 amounted to 456.6 million euro compared to 469.2 million euro in 2024, a decrease of 2.7%. Revenue from transmission system rent amounted to 400 25.9 million euros compared to 434.5 million euros in 2024, coming from a decrease in interconnection rights by 33.5 million euros that is partly offset by an increase in system charges by 25.4 million euros due to the change of the unitary system charges on the 1st of March of 2025. However, it has to be noted that almost the full year of 2025 was based on tariffs for the required revenue of 2024. Revenue from balancing market amounted to 18.9 million euro compared to 18.6 million euro in prior year. Total revenue from other activities amounted to approximately 11.8 million euro for the group compared to 16.1 million euro in 2024. This is mainly due to the decrease in revenue from customers' contributions as a result of less connection contracts being completed during current year. Group's total expenses increased by 6.5% to 276.3 million euro compared to 259.5 million euro in 2024, driven by operating expenses increased by 11.7% and amounted to 154.8 million euro compared to 138.6 million euro in 2024. Group depreciation and amortization increased by 6.7%, amounting to 124.3 million euro compared to 116.6 million euro in 2024. EBITDA for the group decreased by 6.6% to 304.6 million euro compared to 326.2 million euro in 2024. When excluding one-off items, the group's adjusted EBITDA amounts to 307.6 million euro, decreased by 9.2% compared to 338.8 million euro in 2024. Non-recurring items, such as provisions for staff compensation and legal cases, amount to approximately 3 million euros for 2025, while for 2024 the amount was 12.6 million euros. Group net financial results amounted to 9.6 million euros in 2025 compared to 12.9 million euros in 2024, mainly because of the decline in Euribor interest rates, the higher interest capitalization rate, and repayments of general purpose loans. Group net profit amounted to 130.1 million euro compared to 148.4 million euro in 2024, decreased by 12.3%, while group adjusted net profit stood at 132.4 million euro compared to 157.9 million euro in 2024. Now I would like to give you an overview of the electricity demand. Electricity demand reached 51.4 terawatt hours in 2025, slightly decreased versus the previous year, while renewable energy reached 54.3% in comparison to 55.3% in 2024. In terms of imports, net imports reached 3.41 terawatt hours compared to 5.7 terawatt hours in 2024, with North Macedonia and Bulgaria accounting for the largest amount, or 61.3% of the total. Net exports saved at 6.41 terawatt hours compared to 6.01 terawatt hours of the previous year. Group capital expenditure stood at 633 million euro compared to 731.1 million euro in 2024. The largest part of the CAPEX was directed towards grid to Attica interconnection that amounted to 204.2 million euro, mainly through the subsidiary company Ariadne Interconnection. The rest of the CAPEX was directed towards the fourth phase of the Cyclades interconnection by 106.6 million euro, Greece to Cyprus interconnection by 52.9 million euro, and Corfu to Igoumenitsa interconnection by approximately €43 million. Moving to our key performance indicators, net debt, taking into consideration lease liabilities, amounted to €1.4 billion compared to approximately €1 billion in 2024. Net debt to EBITDA stands at 4.5 multiples, our interest coverage ratio at 11.9 multiples, net debt to equity reached 0.9 multiples, while the leverage ratio is at 47.4%. Consolidated cash flows from operating activities before changes in working capital amounted to €309.8 million in 2025 compared to €337.7 million in the previous fiscal year. Cash outflows from investing activities reached €519.7 million, driven by decreased subsidies reaching €95.3 million compared to €419.6 million a comparable period last year. Net cash inflows from financing activities reached €295.6 million compared to €7 million in 2024, including receipt of loans, €460 million, payment of dividends of €73.6 million, repayment of loans of €138 million, and proceeds from the sale of Ariadne of €62 million. Taking all that into consideration, cash at the end of the period stands at €224.5 million. Next, regarding the regulatory figures, WACC for 2025 was approved at 7.45%, and the regulatory asset base is at €3.1 billion, including the special regulatory asset base of Ariadne interconnection of €417 million. The approved allowed revenue from the regulator for 2025 was €499.9 million for both system and balancing market. Moving to our investment plan 2026 to 2034. Our major projects for the period 2026 to 2034 are expected to reach €7.3 billion. More specifically, the Tekanis interconnection with expected commissioning in 2030 with CAPEX of €2.9 billion. The Northeast Aegean interconnection with expected commissioning in 2030 and the CAPEX of €1.4 billion. Greece to Italy interconnection with expected commissioning in 2033 and CAPEX of €950 million. The fourth phase of Cycladic Island interconnection with a remaining CAPEX of €38 million and expected commissioning within 2026. The rest of the projects have an expected CAPEX of approximately €2 billion and include user connections, equipment renovation and fiber optics. Nikos will now continue with the key milestones in 2025 for major IPTOs projects.
Thank you, Prokopis. Moving on to the key project milestones for 2025, starting with the interconnection of Crete to Attica. The interconnection is in commercial operation, and the total electricity demand of Crete is supplied by energy transmitted from the mainland system through the two interconnections of Crete with Attica and Peloponnese. Ariadne interconnection has begun to receive the corresponding revenue in 2025 in accordance with the relevant concession agreement. This project is funded with €300 million from the National Strategic Reference Framework Program, ESPA, 2014-2020, Infrastructure, Environment and Sustainable Development for the first stage of the project, and with €222.3 million from the National Strategic Reference Program 2021-2027, Environment and Climate Change for the second stage, contributing to the financing of the project and constituting a significant reduction to the cost for the Greek consumer. Regarding the interconnection of the Cycladic Islands, The fourth and final phase of the Cyclades electrical interconnection concerns the interconnection of Santorini, Folegandros, Milos and Serifos. The first part, Santorini Naxos, has already been constructed with a completion horizon until the end of the first semester of 2026. In February 2025, the laying of the submarine high-voltage cable for the Milos-Folegandros interconnection and the Folegandros-Tira interconnection was completed. The completion of the Cyclades interconnection will enable the development of renewable energy plants with a total capacity of 332 MW on the island, achieving a more stable, green and economical energy mix for the island complex. The project is co-financed by the Recovery and Resilience Fund, Greece 2.0, with funding from the European Union, Next Generation EU, and was characterized as a project of general importance for the economy of the country. For the interconnections of Dodecanese and Northeast Aegean Islands, Kos, Rhodes and Carpathos will be connected to the mainland grid with the Dodecanese electrical interconnection via Corinth in two phases. Accordingly, Northeast Aegean interconnection will include the islands of Limnos, Lesbos, Skyros, Chios and Samos and will be implemented in three phases. In January 2025, the final phase of IPTOS international tender was launched for the conclusion of a framework agreement concerning the submarine cable projects of the electrical interconnection of the Dodecanese and the Northeast Aegean Islands. The companies participating in the tender submitted their binding financial and technical offers in February. The initial budget of the project was 1.7 billion euro, while the duration of the framework agreement is set at 6 years from the signing of the contract. In December 2025, ITO launched the tender for the submarine power cables of the Corinth-Kos interconnection. The project concerns the design, supply and installation of the high-voltage direct current cable system, HVDC, with a total cable length of 1,290 kilometers, bidirectional power flow and a total transmission capacity of 1,000 megawatts. The budget for the cable section of the interconnection is 1.35 billion euro, 350 billion euro, and the contract will be awarded based on the most economically advantageous offer. It is noted that the European Investment Bank has positively evaluated the project and the loan agreement for the overall financing of the Dodecanese interconnection was signed early 2026. At the same time, IPTO has submitted a request for project financing through a grant from the Island Decarbonization Fund, while an additional request for a grant under the Just Transition Mechanism was also submitted in January. In regards to the upgrade of Kumunduru extra high voltage substation. The construction process of the new GIS Kumunduru extra high voltage substation, which will replace the existing air insulated substation, is in progress. The implementation of the new Kumunduru substation will serve the connection of the 400 kilovolt Eastern Peloponnese corridor, will be the terminal of the Attica Crete interconnection with the mainland grid, and will enhance the reliability of the supply of loads, mainly in Western Attica. The construction of 150 kilovolt site, second phase, was completed in March 2025, and the test energization was achieved in December 2025. The upgraded Kumunduru substation is expected to be finalized within the second half of 2026, while the project is co-financed by the Recovery and Resilience Fund with funding from the European Union's instrument Next Generation EU. Regarding the Eastern Peloponnese Corridor, the completion of this sub-project signed in December 2023, connecting the EHV substation Corinth and Kumunduru, is expected in the second half of 2026. The project of this transmission line is also co-financed by the Recovery and Resilience Fund Greece 2.0 with the funding of the European Union's Next Generation EU and was characterized as a project of general importance for the economy of the country. Great interconnection. Regarding this project, the total pre-financing received amounts to 164.5 million euro, which represents the 25% of the total grant approved for the project. Until today, payments of 251.4 million have been made to the contractor responsible for the cable sector. Specifically, regarding the subsea cables, the production of the first 416 kilometers of the submarine cable has been completed, while an additional 107 kilometers are at various stages of the production process. At the same time, a substantial portion of the marine surveys has been finalized. Currently, the following regulatory issues remain pending. A decision by Cypriot regulator in order for IPTO to recover the revenue for years 2025 and 2026 under the regulatory framework for the project, amounting to 25 million euros per year, as described in the relevant decision. A joint approval by the two regulatory authorities for the recovery of the operating expenses incurred to date, including the demurrage cost of survey vessels, given that IPTO has already submitted all clarifying and supplementary information requested, and a joint approval of the concession agreement between IPTO and its subsidiary, Great Interconnector, which was submitted to the regulators in June 2024. Continuing in the international front, IPTO remains committed to its role and responsibility in the context of strengthening regional cooperation with neighboring countries, as well as the strategic integration of the European electricity market. More specifically, regarding Greece-Italy interconnection, the feasibility studies for the second Greece-Italy interconnection of 1 gigawatt, together with the neighboring countries operator Terna, are completed. The MOU signed in May 2025 between IPTO and Terna, as mentioned before, outlines the main terms and conditions for the design and development of the new electrical interconnection between the two countries. Assignments of environmental status preparations for the necessary permits were concluded, targeting the issuance of the environmental impact assessment by August 2026 and the decision for the environmental assessment approval by March 2027. The preparation of the commercial and technical documents for the preliminary seabed study have been completed. Since December 2025, the project is included in the Second Union Project of Common Interest, PCI. Greenergy Interconnector is planned to interconnect the electricity system of Greece and Germany. This project is particularly important for the transfer of the energy surplus from Greece and the Eastern Mediterranean to the major consumption centers in Central Europe. The initial capacity of the interconnection is planned to be 3 gigawatts, and in a second phase, it could reach 6 to 9 gigawatts. The project has been included in the latest 10-year network development plans, 2024 and 2026 of NSOE, as an under-consideration project. At the same time, discussions are ongoing with the operators involved for maturing the project. In September of 2025, a trilateral MOU between IPTO, the operator of Egypt, and ELICA was signed. This agreement focuses on the submission by the two TSOs to ELICA of the necessary technical specifications and data relating to the conduct of studies and the technical cooperation of the parties for maturing the project. The project has been included in the Second Union Project of Mutual Interest list, as well as in the new 10-year Network Development Plan 2026 of NSOE. Regarding Saudi Greek interconnection, in February 2024, the joint venture was established with the object of conducting the feasibility study for the electricity connection between Greece and Saudi Arabia by IPTO and National Grid, each holding a 50% share of the share capital. The partnership is supervised by the Ministry of Environment and Energy of Greece and the Ministry of Energy of Saudi Arabia and specifies the strategic cooperation between the two countries in the field of electrical energy. In April 2024, the joint venture Saudi Greek Interconnection proceeded with a tender for the assignment of the relevant studies related to the commercial viability for the electrical interconnection between Greece and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia via an HVDC cable. In October 2024, the tender procedures were completed and the contract with the contractor was signed in December 2024. The studies are ongoing and will be completed within 2026. In January 2026, a preliminary project viability report was completed, providing initial recommendations to be further analyzed in detailed studies. In addition, IPTO, IPTO is maturing the project of the new Greece and Albania interconnection together with the transmission system operator of the neighboring country. And last, IPTO is planning the construction of a new interconnection between Greece and Turkey, which will strengthen the interconnection of the European and Turkish transmission system. Now, I would like to turn to Lilian to close the presentation.
Thank you, Nico. I would like to take the opportunity to highlight a few main points. IPTO seeks to develop into a modern operator, a company utilizing its infrastructure and know-how, adapting to the country's needs and the challenges of the present and the future. IBTO, through cutting-edge technologies and good governance, is being transformed to meet European and international requirements for energy transition and sustainable development. The movement towards the future is twofold, as it pertains to both its core activity of energy transmission, taking into account the environmental footprint of the operation and the local communities in which it operates, as well as the internal operation, which is the modernization of its internal processes, health and safety, empowerment and training its personnel as the key drivers of the company's transformation. The group's strategy is evolving with a focus on digital transformation, innovation, accelerating investments and sustainable development. So the strategic priorities of the group are establishing a strong health and safety culture. Health and safety constitutes a key priority for 2026 across all group activities. Through the update of occupational risk assessments, the revision of technical specification for personal protective equipment, and the cultivation of a culture of responsibility and collaboration, the group aims to make safety an integral part of its daily operations and to ensure a zero accident environment. Number two, completion of the share capital increase of euro 1 billion. A key objective for 2026 is the timely completion of the share capital increase of euro 1 billion aimed at strengthening IPTO's equity and ensuring capital adequacy for the accelerated implementation of its investment plan. Number three is the execution of its investment plan of 7.3 billion until 2033, which involves major projects that drive the energy transition in Greece and beyond. The international interconnections, which are vital to the investment strategy, will transform the global electricity network and drive clean energy. Number four is enhancing sustainability, which is implementation of a comprehensive waste management system, significantly reducing the company's footprint across buildings and construction sites, expansion of energy efficiency upgrades in the company's building, delivering both economic and environmental benefits, and deployment of an integrated strategy for local communities, aiming to foster a more structured and transparent dialogue with all stakeholders, thereby making communities active participants in the IPTO's plan and generating tangible value. As a reminder on what was mentioned before on this call, the Board of Directors of IPTO approved the financial statements for fiscal year 2025 on March 27, 2026 and proposed to the Annual General Meeting of Shareholders and distribution of dividends of euro 62.9 million, approximately for the net profit for the fiscal year. With that, I would like to thank you for participating and we are ready to take any questions you may have.
The first question is from the line of Bourazanis Marios with Eurobank Equities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I hope you can hear me. Thank you for your time. I have approximately three questions to ask. Starting with the first one, just you know, on the ongoing public consultation for the new regulatory period, if you can provide any indication on the expected timeline for publication of the new framework and you know, on how this process has progressed so far. So that's my first question. Second question, if you can give us any color on why the subsidies received in 2025 came in below 100 million, and also if you can clarify what the closing RAB excluding the Ariadne interconnection was for 2025. And the final one, if I may, on dividend policy, if you can clarify exactly what ADMIE Holding management will be proposing at the upcoming AGM in terms of dividend per share. Thank you.
So, regarding the revenue decision, the regulator yesterday communicated a first, let's say, draft of the decision, which we are now examining, and we believe that the next days we will have the revenue decision. Regarding the subsidies are deployed according to the projects. This is the case, so you can see in all previous years that there are years that have a very high amount of subsidies and other years that have lower amount of subsidies. Regarding the closing year RAB, I don't have the figure in front of me right now, so I cannot answer you right now. We will revert on that.
The question about the dividend, yes. So as I said before, for the annual general meetings, we will be proposing for the remaining dividend, which was 7,176,771, which equates to 0.03 per share. And of course, the board of directors will propose the maximum allowable amount of dividends that comes from IPPOs. IPPO's dividends would be 62.9 million. That was a decision. So you can calculate that the dividend, the interim dividend, would probably be approximately 12 cents.
Sorry, if you can clarify, it cut out a bit when you were saying the dividend per share. Yes. Was it 0.14? Or?
0.12, 12 cents.
0.12, okay.
Yes.
Great, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Paraskos Dimitrios with Zotos IP. Please go ahead.
Good evening to everybody. I would like to make a couple of questions. First of all, Ariadne has contributed for how many months, and what do you expect to be the annual contribution of Ariadne? The second question is, do you expect to be the contribution from Cyclades interconnection, the annual contribution? And another one is about the interconnection with the Dodecanis and the islands of Northern Aegean. Do you think that you have allocated 1.7 billion for the cables? Do you believe that this amount is adequate? And something else, at page 41 of the presentation, could you provide us with some more analysis about how you calculate the adjustments? There are some accounts that I can't really understand how they work. That's all. Thank you.
I'm Nikos Nikolopoulos. Regarding the first two questions about the Ariadne and Cyclades interconnection that you asked, it has to be mentioned that the revenue methodology, how it works is that regardless of when a project is being electrified within the year, either that be January or December, what has been approved as revenue, it takes mid-half year. As an initial revenue of this project. So Ariadne contributed for half year in terms of initial budget revenue. However, the last 2 months, the IFRS depreciation for Ariadne was accounted for. So this timing difference in the commercial and the start of commercial operation is adjusted via P2 adjustments from the revenue methodology in the required revenue 2 years after that. And this happens with every project of IPTO.
Speaking the truth, I didn't quite understand how many months was the revenue calculated for Ariadne, and what do you expect what do you expect on an annual basis to receive from Ariadne?
Yes, for the first year of the commercial operation, as I said before, is that the revenue methodology actually contributes for each project its depreciation, which assumed half year of that year, regardless of when. Either that be January or December, plus WACC of the year multiplied by the regulatory asset base that gets into RAB, plus any OPEX. So for Ariadne interconnection for 2025, as you will see in the financial statements of IPPO, it's approximately 45 million. The next year, it's going to be...
In months?
Revenue-wise...
6 months? For 6 months?
It's for 6 months initially. However, adjustments are made
depending on when exactly this project started commercially. For example, Ariadne started commercially on November. So for 2 months of 2025, we have run IFRS depreciation, and this difference in the revenue is going to be adjusted in the required revenue of 2027 for IPTO.
And so for 2026, what do you expect to be the revenue? What is the amount do you expect to receive?
So,
I'm
Prokopis Navronas. We cannot give you a projection at this point since the revenue decision is not public yet.
An approximation?
I will not give you any approximation. It will be for sure higher than it was the previous year because now the total project is for a full year. But of course, please let me not give you any approximation since we cannot share any data regarding the revenue decision.
Okay.
The second question regarding the 1.7 billion euros regarding the cables of the Dodecanese and Northeastern Aegean Island, is the correction is only a part of the cables. It's the framework contract we are trying to achieve. But as you can see in our presentation, another 1.3 billion euros is estimated for the cable between Kos and Korinthos for the Dodecanese interconnection project. So can you repeat the third question?
My second question was about what are the expected revenues from the interconnection of Cyclades and when do you expect to be electrified?
Cyclades interconnection is expected to be electrified by June of 2026. We cannot give you the expected revenue because the revenue includes the component of WACC, which we cannot disclose for any of our projects, obviously. It will be disclosed in the following days.
Okay. And some comments on the table on page 41 about the adjustments you make, about some recovered revenues and some revenues under investment. I can quite understand how are they calculated.
Which adjustments on the EBITDA?
On page 41 on the presentation, on the second half of the table.
On the IPTO's financial statement?
You have a presentation of 44 pages, and I'm talking about page 41.
You mean at the ACME holding annual financial report?
No. You have a presentation. You have at the site of the Euronext Athens Stock Exchange. You have published it today morning or last night? I don't remember. What time was it? The time was.
The extraordinary, you mean? This is the one.
Yeah, you have some adjustments. Let's say that it is a decision of RAE E-131-2025. And under this decision they are made. And they are big amounts. And there are some deviations. Say there is a recovered revenue 13.5 million against 44.8 million.
Because you are referring to a very technical issue regarding the revenue methodology of IPTO. If you want to, you can send us an email because it's a very lengthy discussion. We can give you all the data, obviously.
Because there are great deviations, so you can't estimate the profits.
You cannot estimate the profit because these are regulatory adjustments leading to required revenue. This has nothing to do with the P&L of the company. Send us an email and we can answer.
Okay. Thank you.
We will now move on to written questions from webcast participants. The first question is from George Kuyumdian with Alpha Trust. What is the net debt for ADMIA Holdings for 2025?
There is no debt. This is zero debt.
The next question is from Adornios Karalunis. Does the company intend to revise the company shareholders agreement following the capital increase, given the increase in the number of shares outstanding and the fact that the agreement currently caps the portion of profits distributable as dividends?
So we can only disclose that the share capital increase, every shareholder of IPTO will contribute to its share pro rata, but we cannot disclose anything more, sir.
And the last question is from Haris Aposporis with Energy Press. Are you going to submit independent socioeconomic studies for North Aegean and Dodecanese interconnections in order to be characterized as projects of major importance by the regulator?
IPTO has already requested a status of PMI for both of these projects. We expect the regulator's decision.
There are no further questions. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Karabelas for any closing comments. Thank you.
Well, thank you, operator, and I would like to thank everybody for joining the call today. I do appreciate it. I look forward to our next meeting, and we will keep in touch. And don't hesitate to write to us if you have any more questions. Our IR department is going to answer you very shortly.